Did you ever wonder how God speaks to us without words? We're going to talk about that on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. Stay right where you are because we begin now. Welcome, welcome. Come on in. I've been waiting for you. Make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek, and we're going to be hanging out together here for the next 30 minutes. God never speaks to me. How many times have you said that? It happens all the time, doesn't it? We say that God never speaks to me. Well, on today's program, we'll take a look at how God speaks without words. We'll turn to the great book, The Imitation of Christ, to hear what Thomas A. Kempis has to say about that subject. In addition, today is a very special day. Today is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. Sometimes, not so much anymore, but formerly referred to as Candlemas, when the light of the world, Jesus Christ, came into the temple. And that's what we'll talk about today, the Feast of the Presentation, when the Lord was presented in the temple. We've got an extra reading. We will look at the Mass readings for today's daily Mass. We'll have a first reading and a second reading today, and a gospel that should probably be very familiar to you. So that's what we have on tap for today's program. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to remind you also that on February the 10th, just about 1 week away, 1 week and 1 day away from today, we begin our 6th annual Lenten Radio Retreat. Now, if you're somebody who wants to do something special for Lent, and for whatever reason, if it's difficult for you to get out of the house to go to a parish mission or a retreat, or you just like the sound of my voice, whatever your reason is, it doesn't matter to me. We're going to be here beginning on February the 10th, every Monday through Friday. We will be doing a Lenten radio retreat, which is going to last for the entire season of Lent, 30 minutes each night. I think you're going to love it. We will be looking at Matthew Kelly's brand new book, Rediscover Jesus. And as someone who's read this book, and who really thinks it's excellent, I think you're going to be very excited when we do this. Quick reminder that you can get yourself a free copy. I think the deal is, and I don't know the exact price or anything because Matthew handles this on his website. If you go to his website, dynamiccatholic.com, you can get a copy of the book sent to you. I believe it's free, and I think you just have to pay postage, but it really is a sweet deal. You may have a copy. I know a lot of parishes, including my own parish, gave them out over the Christmas season. So whatever the case, even if you don't have the book, you want to listen anyway, we're going to talk about the book every night on the show. And we are going to try to grow closer to Jesus Christ. He's going to become very real to you by the end of Lent. Please let your friends know about the retreat. There is no cost. All you have to do is download the podcast each night, and you'll be all set. There will be no cost for it. You don't have to go anywhere. I mean, it's a sweet deal, and I really hope you'll be able to join me. Let people know about it, please. The more, the merrier. Let's see if we have anything else going on. Oh, if you're someone who tends to be a little anxious, please join me tomorrow, which is Wednesday at 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio for the Sunrise Morning Show when I do my weekly Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled segment. I've got a special Bible verse picked out for you, one that's going to help you to overcome anxiety. And the other thing is there another thing? Ah, yes. I want to thank, sometimes I don't have these thoughts in my head, but I have to think of them as we go. I want to, first of all, thank you for your donations, for keeping this program on the air for so long, for helping keep my full-time ministry going. I'm grateful. I'm so thankful for your support. Every time I come to you and say, I've got a crisis, funds are running low, I need help, you're always there for me, and I'm very, very thankful for that. Please keep in mind a couple of easy things that you can do. This is starting to bear some fruit, so I have to mention this at the start of each show, because it really helps me. If you're someone who shops from Amazon.com, if you would be kind enough, instead of just going to Amazon.com, if you would first go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and locate the Amazon logo right on the sidebar, which is the right-hand side of every page of the website, and you would click on that to enter Amazon, you would help me to get a commission from any product that you purchase. You get the same prices. I don't get to see what you purchase. All I know is I get X number of cents on any purchase that anyone makes, and that really does help me. So if you're going to shop from there anyway, you would really help me. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on the Amazon link from there. Just an extra step. You could bookmark it if you want. And then you go into regular old Amazon, but the fact that you came from my website results in a commission for me. So I'm very grateful for your support that way. And it really doesn't cost you anything else extra. So if you could let your friends know about that, I'd really appreciate it. Secondly, if you're a coffee drinker and you want to get some of the best coffee that you have ever had, Mystic Monk Coffee is the place to go. It is the best coffee you will ever drink. That's their slogan. You know they got to be good if they have a slogan like that. Roasted by real monks passionate for fine coffee. This coffee is brewed in Wyoming by the monks of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary of Mount Carmel. These guys are really devout, wonderful men who love Our Lady. So if you want to get yourself some great coffee, I strongly recommend you check out Mystic Monk Coffee. And again, when you do it through my website, you help your old buddy Gary out because I get a commission on these sales as well. So just go to followingthetruth.com, click on the Mystic Monk image. And also, while you're on the website, you can, if you'd like, make a donation, either become a monthly sponsor of my show, and I thank you if you're already doing that, or you can make a one-time donation. Every little bit helps, and please, if you're able to do that, it's very much appreciated. I thank you in advance for anything you could do. That's really one of the ways that I keep this program on the air and that I keep going with my full-time ministry. So thank you very much for that. That brings me to the beverage du jour. Here we go. Oh, yeah. You tell what that is? Today's beverage du jour is a cup of Mystic Monk coffee. Now, you're going to give me a hard time for this because it's a little bit not exactly timely. I'm drinking some Christmas blend coffee, I know, but I was able to get some of this last one of the very few last batches of Christmas blend before they stopped making it. Each year the monks make a special blend for Christmas, and this is the 2016 Christmas blend, or I'm sorry, the 2015 Christmas blend. And it's really good, so I'm going to finish it up, and it keeps Christmas alive as long as I'm drinking that. But check out, seriously, if you like coffee, check out the great coffee from Mystic Monk. They do some, they brew some excellent coffee. All right, now we got the business out of the way. Let's pray. Let's place ourselves in the Lord's presence. Let's remember that He hears every word that we say. He loves us. He wants to be intimately involved in our lives. So let's turn to Him with our needs. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon us each and every day of our lives. Father, we ask you to help us know you better, to help us to desire to serve you. Help us to go out and share your good news with those around us. Father, we ask you to help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who may be dealing with addictions, those who may be facing financial difficulties or weather-related problems. We ask you to help them and to grant them your peace. We present to you our own personal needs and intentions, those things that may get in the way of our relationship with you. Help us to trust you more, and please take care of the problems for us, because we know you can do a much better job than we can. I also present to you this program. I ask you to take this show over for me, Father. Speak through me today, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, as we do every day on the program, and we ask for her intercession, that she may draw us closer to Jesus and help us to one day be able to live with him in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you again for tuning into the program. Thank you for praying with me. We've got a lot to do today. By the way, my name is Gary Zimek. If you're a new listener to the program, I want to welcome you, let you know that there's always a place at my table for you. Got a really big table here for you. grab a cup of coffee, grab a snack, grab some sort of beverage, and get ready to hang out with me for 30 minutes every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. This program is now in its sixth year. I always thank God for being with you, for having you as a listener, and for being willing to sit with me each night and talk about Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church. As I mentioned at the start of the program, today is the Feast of the Presentation, when Jesus was presented in the temple by his mother Mary and his stepfather Saint Joseph. He was presented in the temple. We'll read that story. We'll hear that, the encounter of Jesus, of Mary and Joseph and Jesus with the holy man and woman Simeon and Anna. We'll hear that during the gospel for today's Mass. So without further ado, let's get to these readings now for the Feast of the Presentation. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Thus says the Lord God, Lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me. And suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts, but who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. Now, when we look to this, what this is a prophecy indicating that one day the Lord would come to the temple. He would be presented in the temple. We're going to see this is a prophecy which will be fulfilled by Mary and Joseph bringing Jesus to the temple. It's really cool to look at some of these Old Testament readings because we realize that all of these prophecies, all of these things that were supposed to happen, did actually end up happening. And if you know the Old Testament, you can see references throughout the Old Testament to Jesus over and over. And this first reading really indicates that this is going to happen, and it certainly did happen. Let's look at the responsorial psalm for today, which is Psalm 24. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Now, if we look at what's happening on this feast, we see that the Lord Jesus, the light of the world, is presented in the temple. The King of glory is entering the temple, which is really an impressive occurrence. We also have to look at something else. The fact that you and I are temples of the Lord, in a sense. We have the Holy Spirit in us. If we've been baptized and confirmed, we have this, the Holy Spirit in us. When we receive Holy Communion, we have Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity inside of us. So in a sense, we are a temple. This psalm can refer to us as well when we welcome the Lord into our very body. And we can also look at it in a spiritual sense. You know, as we enter the Lenten season, one of the things we would like to do is have a closer encounter with the Lord. We would like Him to be more involved with our lives. That's ultimately what we're trying to do. We're trying to get closer to Him. In order for Christ to dwell in us more fully, we've got to clear out some of the junk that has accumulated over the years. Some of the junk, the bad habits, the sinful tendencies, the selfishness. We want to try to get rid of as much of that as we can during Lent. That's one of the purposes of Lent. We want to move away, clear some space, so that we may decrease, St. John the Baptist said, and Jesus may increase in us. There's not going to be any room for Him if we don't get rid of some of the clutter in our lives internally. So that's a great lead-in for Lent. So when you read this Psalm 24, keep that in mind. You want to welcome the Lord into the temple of your own body as well. Not just physically at Holy Communion time, but certainly spiritually. And you want to make sure that other people can see him. You know, whether or not he might be there, but they might not be able to see him through your actions. But during Lent, we can really work on this. And we're going to work on this. We're going to, as we go through the book, Rediscover Jesus, we're going to look for ways to make it very apparent that the Lord is living inside of us, that he can be seen through our action, through our words, through the things that we say and do. Let's look at the second reading. It's from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 14 through 18. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be merciful and faithful, high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. This is a reminder for us that Jesus became man. He took on flesh so that he would be able to share completely in our lives, and ultimately so that he would be able to redeem us and make it possible for you and I to get to heaven. If you don't appreciate that, I would recommend that you spend a little time thinking about it. Look, we all overlook this important fact. We all overlook from time to time, as we get caught up in our own problems and troubles, we overlook what Jesus did for us and just how much he loves us. That's why he did it. He did it because he loves us. Today, it's a very special day for us to recognize that Jesus took on human form out of love for you and out of love for me, and to thank him for that. It's something we really want to keep in mind. Simeon, as you'll see as we do this gospel reading, Simeon appreciated seeing the Messiah because he was promised that he would get to see the Messiah before he died, and that's exactly what happened. Let's take a look at this gospel reading now from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now, we can look at this story of the presentation from a couple of different angles. Mary and Joseph, they obeyed the law. I mean, let's face it, they had the Messiah as their child. They had Jesus as their child. But they didn't want any special privileges. So what they did was they visited the Lord in the temple. They visited the temple and presented the Lord Jesus as prescribed in the law. That's a good example for us. Whenever we feel tempted to disobey a teaching of the church, or we feel like, well, this really doesn't pertain to me, or maybe I'm above this, I don't really need to do this, we need to look at this example of Mary and Joseph when they took Jesus to the temple. The other thing to consider is the fact that Simeon and Anna, these were holy people, a holy man and a holy woman, who were always hanging out in the temple. And we can see that they were rewarded with the appearance of the Messiah, and they got to see and experience the Messiah in person, which is an amazing thing for them. That's very good for us to remember, that there is a benefit to those who are diligently praying and asking for the Lord to come more deeply into their lives. You can see that they were rewarded, and you will be as well. That's a very good lesson for us. And the other reminder is that if we open our hearts up and if we turn to the Lord and we ask him to come more deeply into our lives, he will do that. I mean, if we feel like we're in the darkness, we're walking in the darkness, we feel like our life is kind of dark or whatever might be happening, Jesus is the light of the world. And that's why this day is called Candlemas, because the light comes into the darkness. The world is a dark place, no doubt about it. And it's quite possible that our lives are a little darker than they should be. So let's invite the Lord. And again, we're a week away from Lent. Let's take it seriously. Let's make this our best Lent ever. And really seriously ask the Lord to reveal himself to us and try our best to cooperate with the graces that he gives us to become better people and go forward trying to be closer to him. And let's be honest. You've heard me say this. I say it in Advent. I say it in Lent. We don't know if we'll ever have another Lent. We don't even know if we'll make it to Lent or make it through Lent. I mean, let's look at it realistically. So let's make that commitment tonight that we're going to take it seriously. And I'm going to show up here, God willing, every night. And I'm going to present the material. I would hope you can join me. Let's do this together. Let's help one another grow closer to Jesus Christ during this Lent. By the way, if you have any questions about anything that we discuss, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. All right, let's turn now to The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis, which is a classic spiritual masterpiece. And we're gonna look at how God speaks within us without the sound of words. I think this is a very important lesson for us. In ancient times, the Israelites said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die." That's from Exodus 20, verse 19. "But Lord, this is not the way I pray. Rather, with the prophet Samuel, I humbly implore you, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Let not Moses nor any other prophet speak to me, but only you, Lord, the inward inspirer and enlightener of all the prophets. You alone can fully instruct me, whereas they without you will avail me nothing. They may speak your words, but they do not give the spirit to understand them. They utter beautiful language, but if you keep silence, my heart is not set on fire. They express the letter, but you reveal the meaning. They lay mysteries before me, but you bring out the hidden meaning. They proclaim your commandments, but you help me to fulfill them. They point out the way, but you give strength to walk in it. They do so outwardly, but you instruct and enlighten the heart. They water only outwardly, but you give the inward growth. They cry aloud in words, but you give understanding to those who hear." This is a reminder for us that when we read Scripture, when we look at the Catechism, when we read any kind of a spiritual writing such as this book. The words are meaningless without the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps to inspire us so that we can understand and hear the Lord's voice through the prophets, through the writers of sacred scripture, through the great spiritual writers, the fathers of the church, the teachers of the word throughout the years. We need that help of the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, and then we need that help, that grace, to be able to take our thoughts and our words and our inspirations and go put them into practice. And it's good that we recognize that we continually call on the Lord to send His Holy Spirit to help us. So when you're reading Scripture, before you start, ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand the message. The same goes for when you're at church and the readings are proclaimed. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand what He wants to lay on your heart. Okay, let's see. Let's go back to the book. Therefore, do not let Moses speak to me, but only you, Lord Jesus. The eternal truth, otherwise I may die and be fruitless, warmed outwardly, but not inflamed within. Then would I receive severe judgment. For I would have heard your word and not obeyed it, known it and not loved it, believed it and not kept it. Speak to me yourself, Lord, for your servant is listening. You alone have the words of eternal life. Speak them to me that they may comfort my soul and help me to amend my whole life, all to your everlasting honor and glory. This is such a good message, because when we read the words, this is easy to fall into this trap. When we read the words of sacred scripture, for instance, today we heard Luke's gospel, it's easy for us to just lapse and think that, well, this is a history lesson. I'm just reading a novel. I'm just reading some words by an author. But we need to remember, and we need to pray for the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to help us to understand that this is God speaking to us. This is God speaking to us, because every word of the Bible is inspired by God. That's something that we could easily forget. That's something we could easily forget, and we really don't want to forget that, because it's huge for us to remember. Therefore, what does that mean? It means that if you want to be sure that God is speaking to you, if you want to hear God speaking to you, open your Bible. Because whenever you open your Bible, you know for sure that you're hearing God speak. Now, the Holy Spirit can help you, most notably through the guidance of the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church compiled the Bible. The Holy Spirit can help you to understand what God wants you to understand from these readings. And that's something we always want to remember. We always want to remember that this is God speaking to us through the words of sacred scripture. It's not just a man writing a story down. This is the Lord speaking to you. So what I'd recommend is to ask the Holy Spirit to be with you, to inspire you, to help you to understand what it is that He wants you to get out of the various readings. You start doing that, you're going to see big time changes. And that's a sure way to let the Lord speak to you. Okay? Does that sound good? All right, let's see. I guess that's about it. We're about out of time. I guess that it is about it. I mean, oh man, sometimes I kill myself. Tomorrow night is Wednesday, and I hope to be back with you 1 week before we begin our Lenten radio retreat. Tomorrow night we will take a look at the book, My Daily Bread, as we do each and every Wednesday, and I really hope you'll be able to join me. And again, remember that if you have any questions at all, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Get ready for the Lenten radio retreat that begins next week. If you haven't done so, visit dynamiccatholic.com, which is Matthew Kelly's website. Get yourself a copy of Rediscover Jesus. Now, even if you don't get the book in time, that's okay. We're going to read it together. Again, it's not a complete necessity that you have the book. It'll just make it a lot easier. And it's a really good book. You'd probably want to refer to it in the future. But we're going to kick it off next Wednesday at 8 p.m. approximately. That's when I upload the podcast. I say that 8 p.m. number so you have an idea when the podcast is available. Pardon me. And let your friends know. Get ready, because it's really going to be good. Together, we will rediscover Jesus during this Lent. 2016. And I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are as well. Have a wonderful night. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you.